Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Money is a touchy subject for most people. And while some people may not realize it, there is an emotional component to our financial lives. We tend to think of our emotions and our finances as two very separate parts of our lives. But the truth is that they are absolutely entwined, and understanding the relationship is essential. My guest today, Jacquette Timmons, is a financial behaviorist who works with everyone from the middle class to the 1% and helps them blend the emotions of money with the math of money. Her role is to help people let go of their money baggage and start to move forward with financial goals that are more clear, that you could be more confident and in control, save more, remove debt, invest smarter, and earn more. Jacquette is here to talk about her work and how we can all better understand the relationship between our emotions and our money. Jacquette, welcome to the show. So grateful to have you with us today.
I am so excited to be here, Erica. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, so I know that a lot of people, obviously, you know, we all worry about the roof over our heads and where, you know, where our livelihood is coming from. And but how can we begin to be more mindful of how that affects us daily and emotionally?
You know, one of the examples that I'd love to share with folks as a way of just connecting to your question is the idea that almost every day, right, we look in a mirror. And when we look in the mirror, it's reflecting back to us what it sees. But that's not the only thing that is happening. If we think about it, there's a conversation. Sometimes it's just internal, and sometimes it's expressed verbally outside of ourselves. But there's a conversation going on, and either that self-talk is positive or that self-talk is negative.
Yeah.
I open with that because a very similar thing happens when it comes to us and our use of money. On a daily basis, we are going into our wallets to get cash, to use your debit card or your credit card. You're going online to do a transaction, or you are in the midst of making some sort of financial decision or choice.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, there's the act of that particular transaction that you are doing. But on the other hand, there is also a reflection that's happening, because in that moment, in that instance, what's being reflected back to you are your values about money, your beliefs about it, your thoughts about it, your fears and your concerns, you know, the things that might wake you up in the middle of the night, as well as your goals, your dreams, your hopes, and your aspirations. And what I don't think people tune into is the fact that that doesn't just happen when you're making a major decision. It happens even when you are going to buy a cup of coffee. It's just that it's so subtle that we don't really tune into it. And what I want people to do is to begin to tune into those small, subtle moments that can give you a lot of different insight into your relationship with money.
I think that's so wise. I think that's really wonderful, because sometimes I do, you know, I think a lot of people do get that whisper of, should you really be buying your third cup of coffee today? Or should you, you know, I mean, it's just also the little things that add up to the big moments of anxiety, when where did my money go, or how come I didn't save as much as I wanted to, or, you know, whatever that is. But I think I love what you're saying about the conversations that we have with ourselves in terms of our fears and how we're going to meet goals and dreams. And when we get to a place where we feel deterred for some reason, or we feel, you know, all of a sudden, like, you know, we're fearful of losing our job, or something comes up in life, as it does, and all of a sudden we begin to, like, question, you know, our whole relationship with money, and how we did we respect ourselves enough to save enough. And I just think it's such a complicated conversation.
It is. And I think, though, that when we raise our awareness and make it less of a big thing and make it more of something that just happens organically, naturally, every single day, we stay in a space of choice. And I think that is so necessary, because there are lots of instances where you don't feel like you are in control and that you are in a space of choice. And this just kind of helps to put context around the fact that you do always have a choice, even when it doesn't seem like it.
Right. So I know that you work with people every day and help them become more clear and more confident and more in control of their lives. And so, but you come from a kind of a financial angle. So how do you get people to see that they have the power within themselves?
The first thing is to get people to observe what they are doing. And so one of the exercises that I always ask my coaching clients to do is to track their money. However, I'm not asking them to do it for the purposes of creating a budget. Mm-hmm. I ask them to track their money so that they can see patterns. And a lot of
like
times
awareness.
Ends up, mm-hmm. Awareness, exactly. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times what you have in your head and what you think is going on looks very, very different than what you see when you actually see it out on paper.
Right.
So getting people to track it and, you know, to look at their statements, look at their credit card statements, look at their banking statements, not with an air of judgment to it, but with an air of having the question in the back of your mind be, what are the patterns that I need to be mindful of? What are the patterns that I need to be aware of? And how do I feel about them? Because you might do that review and you might walk away and say, I'm good. I'm cool with everything that's going on. And then on the flip side, you might say, no, I'm not digging that so much. I need to make some changes. So it would really be tracking so that you can understand your pattern and then, you know, pivot in the right way.
Yeah, that's such a great tip. And I think some people, too, need, like, just by them having the courage to try it is the first step, too, because there's so many people I know that I work with, my clients, like, I just have a stack of bills. Like, I can't even begin to look at how much I spent, or I can't even, you know. So I think the first step really is also to begin to kind of create that pathway to not procrastinate, to actually open up those bills, to actually look at your statement and see, even if you're like, you know, with one eye open, one eye closed, get into that.
Yeah,
habit.
And you know what? It's so funny because with you sharing that, I am reminded of someone who reached out to me. And then after reaching out to me, they were like, you know what? I'm not ready right now because I don't want to be told that what I'm doing is wrong.
Yes.
And so I think the other thing is to not look at it as right or wrong.
Right.
I think that's the hard, that's one of the hard pieces, right? Because there is so much, there's so much judgment, whether it's self-judgment or judgment from other people around what we do or don't do, that we are afraid to go down that path of inquiry because we don't want to be wrong. And so I think one of the other first things to do is to just be curious and to be curious without any sort of judgment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think that just what you said of not having a judgment around your behavior necessarily and just to see, oh, that behavior is really not probably leading me down a healthy path mentally, emotionally. So maybe I should go down this way. And I think that's why, you know, that's where your expertise comes into play and all the coaching that you do. And I know that well, I want you to tell our audience where to find you, but you also have an awesome book. You're the author of Financial Intimacy, How to Create a Healthy Relationship with Your Money and Your Mate. And I know you've been on Good Morning America and CNN and all these amazing shows and spreading the word out there to help people really have such a meaningful life. So can you tell everyone where to find you?
Sure. Thank you. They can go to JaquetteTimmons.com, and that's JaquetteTimmons.com.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And I know that your book is out there on Amazon and right wherever books are sold.
Yes. Yep, totally. Okay. Totally.
Okay, well, wonderful. So thank you so much for this really important conversation. And really, you know, I know that people out there don't ever want to really kind of address these things. Maybe they're not ready to, but I really, really encourage everyone to reach out to someone like you that could really give them a step forward and help them learn how to have financial goals that could help them be more in control and confident in their lives. Thank you, Jaquette, for this insightful discussion. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.